Yay, the kids are finally asleep.
So do you feel like...
playing a game?
I've got a feeling a boss fight's coming up.
Ooh, I just got wrecked.
Headshot, baby.
Ooh, it's your turn to get the baby.
So are you up to the challenge?
Run, 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 run.
And we're dead.
That's when I realized I have no idea what I'm doing.
GG.
And welcome back to another episode of the Gamer Parents Podcast. This is episode number 95. My name is Joanne, and I am joined by my wonderful and amazing husband and gamer partner in crime of 7 years.
That's right. We are celebrating our 7th year anniversary.
Today, as we recorded.
Yeah, we're recording on our 7th wedding anniversary, everyone. So
the most romantic thing ever.
Yeah. But don't worry, we've been celebrating for a couple of days. Mm-hmm. But before we get into what we've been up to, we do have a few announcements for the podcast.
Yes.
And as far as announcements go, I did just want to let everyone know that the next couple episodes are going to be pre-recorded. So they're going to be a little bit different. They're not going to be our usual life and gaming updates. Mm-hmm. They are going to be a little bit shorter because of that. But there's still going to be some fun stuff for the next couple of episodes. We have another interview with Dylan coming up. And mm-hmm. then we have one that's going to be focused more on kind of just some fun games playing together. So we hope you will listen along and have fun and enjoy them. And you know, we'll get back to doing our usual stuff when we come back. Also, not long after we get back into the swing of things, we will also be having episode 100 pretty soon.
And that is a big milestone.
Yes.
That will be on July 30th, guys.
Yes. So the recorded version of that will drop July 30th, episode 100. And we want to share a few things that's going to be going on between now and then. Mm-hmm. So to celebrate episode 100, we have decided to ask around to friends and family and listeners and try to collect 100 questions.
Yeah.
For us to answer on episode 100.
Because 100 is a big number and we want to make it count.
Yeah. So we've already started collecting some of those. So if you follow us on social media or on Discord, you may have already seen that. If not, and you're interested in helping us out by asking us some questions and adding them to the list, you know, please do that. We definitely want to make sure we're collecting as many questions as possible so we can hit our goal of 100.
Yes. And it doesn't have to be about podcasts. It could be about our lives. It could be about gaming or parenting or anything that...
Honestly, anything. Anything random as you want it to be.
Yeah, anything that tickles your curiosity.
Yeah, sure. Why not? And also with episode 100, we want to run some giveaways at the same time. So we want to reward people who have been tuning in mm-hmm. and who are helping us out with these 100 questions.
Yeah.
So by providing questions, that also enters you into a giveaway mm-hmm. to win some cool gift card prizes.
Yeah.
As well as hopefully, if things go according to plan, maybe some merch in there mm-hmm. as well that we would love to give out to people.
Yep.
So even more reason to help us out by sending some questions our way. You can either drop them in the Discord if you're in there, or you know, send them to us on Twitter or X or Instagram.
Any
or
platforms.
Wherever you find us, really. Yeah. We'll if you put them out there, we will find them. Trust me.
Yes, yes, yes. But these are the two announcements. Can we move on to telling people how we celebrated our 7th anniversary, which is actually still today, ongoing.
We're still celebrating,
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, let's go ahead and get into that. Yesterday was the main celebration because mm-hmm. that's when we were able to get a babysitter.
Yeah.
Right? To watch our kids so that we could escape for a little while mm-hmm. and go out and have dinner, have a couple of drinks, hang out at this place near us. It's kind of like one of those like outdoor mall kind of areas. Not really, like a I don't know what you even call those,
but it's at an Irish Pub and Grill, right?
Yes, that's one of the, I mean, the place we first went. Yes, it was a an Irish pub, so we had some, you know, finger food,
mm-hmm.
some yummy comfort food for the most part. I think the highlight was the shepherd pie bites,
mm-hmm.
which were like these, like I think shepherd pie, but like fried around the outside.
Yeah, it is like rolled into a bowl and then covered in breadcrumbs and deep fried. Ooh, perfection.
Yeah, it had like the meat and I would assume like potatoes and stuff in there, like what makes shepherd pie.
Mm-hmm.
And those were really good. Those were pretty good, actually. That was like one of their signature items.
Yes, it was. And I've never been there. You've been there once, right?
Well, just like went inside to check it out, like didn't actually stay or order anything. But yeah, and I remember the first time going and I was like, wow, this is a pretty cool place. Like, we'll have to come back here sometime. The decor is amazing.
Yeah, it was very like those Renaissance tavern style. Like, there were like tons of things from the past. I was even telling Kevin, like, on top of the bars, there's this like suitcases and barrels that looks like things that you would loot in a video game, you know?
There was like a sword up on the wall in one spot. Like almost every square inch of this place, like there was stuff up on the walls,
mm-hmm.
you know, not just like pictures and paintings, but like things that just, like I could have spent like hours just like going through this place, like checking out what like they have for the decor.
That's true. That's
it was a
true.
Cool place to have a date night, mm-hmm. for sure. Very casual, obviously, but fun.
Yeah, yeah. And the one thing that got me like geeking about in there was actually the bathrooms. I know it sounds weird, but the doors to the bathrooms were like bookshelves that,
like, you didn't really know it's a door.
I know.
They have a sign there that like tells you what it is, but like if you're not really aware of that or like looking at that, you mm-hmm. probably would miss that it's a door completely.
Yeah,
it's like a fake door.
Me of the Hogwarts Legacy, you know, like
yeah.
a hidden place where you can go through the bookshelf.
It's like a secret passageway.
Exactly, like. Exactly. Yeah, I actually stood in front there and shamelessly took a video of the door opening.
Yeah.
And then suddenly someone came in and was like, "Oh, do you need to enter?" And I'm like, "No, ma'am. I don't need to enter, do you?" And she's like, "No, I'm just here to take a video." And I'm like, "Yes, same."
Yeah.
I'm not alone, guys.
Yeah, that was really cool. I think that was a really neat idea for mm-hmm. them to do that.
Yeah. But it was a cool place. Definitely they have like live music on some nights and like there's a pool table, some dart.
Yeah, they had dart boards.
Dart even. Boards. And I saw like a tic-tac-toe thing, Jenga, the Connect Four thing. So it was nice. Like, they definitely go very European, but at the same time, kept the cool stuff going that could attract people.
Yeah, and I think we'll be back at some point, probably.
Mm-hmm.
It was a cool place to go hang out and have a date.
Definitely.
So, yeah, but that's not the only fun thing we've done this week.
Yeah, so earlier this week, we escaped from the kids yet again.
Yes, yeah, it was another... It wasn't just us, though. We planned a... evening out with some friends, some other couples, right? Mm-hmm. And we went to an escape room.
Yes, it was actually for Father's Day. Like, my mom friends and I planned this for our husbands. And we wanted them to be locked up in a prison.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, it's the same prison break thing that you've done in Chicago.
Yeah, so you may remember a few weeks ago, like sometime last month, I did an escape room with some work teammates.
Mm-hmm.
And after I did that and told you about that, I remember you were like, "Oh, that's the exact same one that we're doing with these other couples."
Yeah.
In June. So we got to go through the prison break escape room again. It was your first time, but mm-hmm. I had done it before.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a new, different location, obviously.
Yeah, it's the location so here in Houston.
There were some things that were like slightly different, but mm-hmm. for the most part, a lot of it was the same. A lot of the same puzzles and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I obviously didn't want to ruin the experience because there was like 8 people in there,
yeah.
right? And mm-hmm. I don't want to like solve everything myself and like ruin it for everybody else because I've already done it, you know?
Yeah, I know, but you wouldn't... You wouldn't be able to solve everything because...
Yeah, but then there was a lot of like the hard ones that I remembered.
Yeah.
Like I would like purposefully like not just go up and do it, right? Because I want other people to still be able to have the fun of like solving it.
Oh, right? Yeah. They had a lot of fun, that's for sure.
Yeah, but like I kind of acted as like a guide or a helper because there'd be times where like we'd be on the next puzzle thing, and then I'd be like, oh, what about this? Like, if we couldn't figure it out, like, I would kind of, like, drop a clue that would help us get past that.
But you weren't in the same cell, right? You were, like, in a different cell this time?
Yes, yeah. I was in... So the way it starts, which I probably explained the other episode, was that there's four people in one cell and four people in a second cell, and you have to work together to get out of those cells. And so I was in the opposite cell that I was in the first time I did it. So I still kind of knew some of the things because I was with people who had done that. And you obviously have to work together. So I kind of still had some benefit of having done it before, but it was cool being in, you know, the other room this time.
Yeah, and we actually escaped this time, unlike you before.
Yeah, my first time, I did not escape, so you got me there.
Yeah, and we escaped with like 19 minutes left.
Yeah, almost 20 minutes left. And it's you have an hour, so we only used like two-thirds of the time. And that, I think that's pretty good. Like the person who worked there seemed like they were fairly impressed. I didn't out myself that I had done it before. We had a good team.
Yeah, we had a good team. And I wanted to ask you, like, the funny thing about the whole experience was that did you have someone as amazing as my friend who was, like, chop-chop, like, delegating stuff and figuring clues?
No. I think when we were, when I was doing it with my work team, no one really, like, took charge. And, like... We were kind of more like just, I think we were more like casual, go with the flow with it. Like no one was in like a, let's do this, like really wanting to solve it. And
no one dared with the boss around.
Yeah. And no one wanted to like pressure or push other people to like
do it.
Succeed, you know, which you would think you'd want that in like the work.
Oh, I would so do that in my workplace.
But I guess we don't really have that person on our work team.
Yeah. So my friend, she's a soccer coach and she's like fully go-go when it comes to being the, what do you call it? Like the hype person in the group. And I love doing escape room with her. I've done it with her before and I really enjoyed it. And that's why I'm doing it with her again. So I like to see how, like, you know, Kevin was even impressed by the way she handled stuff and like, go, go, go. What's next clue? This clue. We've used that clue. Put that back. Like, you know?
Yeah. I think afterwards you mentioned that she was a soccer coach and I was like, okay, yeah, I could totally see that. Like she has that personality to like take charge and get like motivate people to, you know,
work with
to
her.
Do it and work together. Yeah.
I like that kind of people. And yeah, so that was a fun experience, right? I really enjoyed it having you there as well, you know.
Yeah, I want to do more. And we did buy some gift cards because I think you get a discount.
Yeah.
Like a 10 or 20% discount or something when you like just do a room with them so that you can, you know, save some money and come back next time.
Yeah, and we will definitely be back.
Yeah, so it's really, we've already paid for the next time we go, pretty much. So we'll kind of definitely be back and do a different room, hopefully.
Yeah.
Or we can do the same one again and try and get even faster time.
Oh, no, there's so many cool rooms, so
we have to try the other ones.
Yeah.
I want to, like, get out of one the first time I do it because I feel like this time didn't count for me. But
that's true. Yeah.
I feel like I had to redeem myself a little bit.
Well, did you actually tell your work people that you went and redo it?
I did. I told them we got out this time.
That's funny.
And so speaking of work, something cool happened this last week, which we have like a reward program through my work where basically if somebody does something to go above and beyond, or you really just want to like reward or congratulate someone for their hard work, you can essentially like nominate them for like a reward and you kind of pick like how many points to give them. And as long as their managers approve it, then they get these points that they can spend on a whole gob of things. Like, usually I'll just look at like different gift cards. So you can get gift cards for like lots of different businesses, or also you can get like all kinds of stuff from like camping stuff to patio furniture to you know, consoles
range,
and
right?
Video games and all kinds of stuff.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, so it's cool. It's like it's pretty much like just giving you like money to like buy things, but it's like these points. And Usually I just buy gift cards, like I said. I think that seemed like the best value for some reason versus any other items. And this week I got two, like on the same week.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, which I've only gotten three of these like rewards ever, and I got two of them in 1 week, which was really like surprising. And they were both from things that happened like 1 to 4 months ago.
Oh, wow.
So like they weren't necessarily recent, but I got them like together, which was pretty neat. And really between the two, it was like, I don't know, $100 to $150 worth of like reward.
Oh, wow.
Right? Which was pretty awesome. It was really definitely a nice thing to happen this week. And so really when I have some points, last time I bought a video game or two.
You
when
did?
I got some points.
I thought you got some gift cards, no?
Well, I got a gift card, which I spent on on a video game.
Okay, same thing.
Yeah, basically same thing. It's actually cheaper that way because the gift cards have a better like exchange rate or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So now I'm thinking about what I want to get this next one on. Probably something the same because all the other stuff is not stuff that I really want. And besides, we're gamers. And
yeah.
So
that's the only way to spend...
Yeah, thinking maybe the latest Paper Mario game, because I know Dylan has been asking for it over and over again.
Yeah.
And his birthday's coming up.
Yep.
So that's an idea.
That is an idea. Good one.
But that was just a nice, cool thing that happened this week.
Aw, proud of you, baby. Maybe we need to celebrate the 7th anniversary a bit longer now. I'm kidding. Trying to get in more and more love from Kevin. And speaking of love... It's always important to prioritize self-love. So this week, I actually was introduced by my therapist to an app called the Finch app. It's a mobile app called the Finch app. And I really like this app because first, it's kind of like those Tamagotchis, which is like the virtual pets, like the one that our kids have, you know?
Yeah.
And the one that I used to have growing up. But this is on your phone, so obviously it's nicer with colors and everything, not just pixels. And how you like take care of it is by caring for yourself. So like throughout the day, you can set your own goals, such as like drinking water or reminding yourself to exercise or take time to do breathing exercise or to reflect on what you're feeling at that moment. Just lots of like self-care stuff, and even like... For people who are going through tougher times, they also like do a lot of meditation exercise and just a lot of like self-care, therapeutic stuff. And I find that really helpful because every time you complete one of those quests, sort of, you get coins. And with your coins, you can actually use it to like buy stuff for your pet. You actually have a home for your pet. You can buy furniture and clothes. And it's also nice that you could invite friends with it. So I have like a lot of like other virtual pets whom I invited to live in my tree. And I could check on each other. So when you need to like check in with a friend whom you know is struggling as well, you could like tap on their pet and ask, hey, how are you doing today? And then they could respond with like certain emotions and whatnot when they see it. So it's very good to like check in with one another without texting or calling or going through social media, because those sometimes are draining for some people, you know?
Yeah.
And it's so refreshing to also see something cute on your phone at the same time, intentionally like make time for yourself. Because as parents, we always like pour into our kids and then we forgot that we're getting depleted ourselves. So having that gives me time to like, all right, I need 5 minutes to use the restroom and then do the inhale, exhale exercise or...
Yeah, what are your daily self-care goals that you put in?
So I have drink water, pray, doing 5 squats, 5 lunges, 3-minute exercise. So like take a walk, step outside of the house. And sometimes...
Touch grass.
Yeah, yeah, touch grass. And also sometimes like tell someone that you appreciate them.
Oh.
And stuff like that, so that you can also not... put all that compassion towards yourself, but also to others.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've only been using it for 3 days, but so far I really enjoy it. So if you're interested in self-care, please do check out this app. It's called Finch App. And if you think you know someone who needs self-care, you can also introduce it to them.
Yeah, awesome. Very good.
It's absolutely free of charge. That's the important part.
That is, that is important, especially nowadays, because it's like a subscription for everything.
Yeah.
But I think that's it for the events this week. We did watch a lot of stuff this week. So let's talk about some of the things we watched this week. First being Inside Out 2.
Yes.
And I think we talked about this last week because we had like pre-planned this whole thing to watch Inside Out 2 on opening weekend. Yeah. And we did. You know, we, us and our kids like Inside Out 1. And, you know, we wanted to set time aside to go see the second movie on opening weekend. And we all, I think we all loved it. I know our kids don't talk about it as much. I think we probably were affected by it more than the kids.
Yeah.
And just to kind of catch people up on this second movie, it's Riley, who is the main character and who has all these emotions inside of her, is turning 13 or just turned 13.
Yeah, just turned
13. Anyway, she's like a teenager now and has some new emotions like kind of move in, right? That are now characters in the movie. And those new emotions are embarrassment, envy, boredom, and anxiety. Probably most importantly of all of those, right?
Yeah.
And there's definitely some friction between the new emotions and the ones that have been there since Riley was little.
Yeah.
And, you know, especially anxiety is kind of like, seems like she's running the group as far as the new ones.
Yeah.
You know, and ends up taking a lot of control of what's going on in Riley's mind.
Yeah.
Right? And which emotions are kind of making the decisions.
But we don't want to give too much spoilers.
Yeah, I'm trying to be as vague as I can and not, like, spoil anything. But it definitely, it plays into, like, someone's true self, right? Is that what they call it in the movie?
Like what defines a person?
Right, like kind of what the core of what defines them.
Yeah.
And like for a long time before these new emotions, it was I'm a good person. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
And, you know, things are changing in Riley and she's pushing herself to like try to get what she wants. Right? And she pushes herself so hard that that true self, that statement becomes, I'm not good enough, right?
Yeah.
Which I think is something that a lot of people, kids and especially adults, like sometimes deal with and think. And so it was definitely eye-opening in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Sometimes around like how our own emotions are and... Yeah, sorry, I feel like I'm talking a lot, so I'll let you say your thoughts on this too.
No, it's good. All good. I know you were trying to express yourself, but I came out from the movie like after ugly crying inside there watching this. And
I know we walked out of this kids movie and I'm thinking, well, that was a pretty good movie. And then I realized like you're like all teary eyed and stuff. And I'm like, what's going on?
I know. Like, what did I miss? Because so we had both kids in between us, right? So You were like oblivious to what was happening.
Yeah, I had my popcorn like and candy. I was good.
I know. And so did our kids. They sat through the whole movie. Like, I'm surprised. Faith did not even get up once to run down the aisle
or
something.
They did really good this time.
I know, because they really wanted to watch this. And I don't know. I felt like there's so much that I could relate to in a movie. Like, I understand my emotions better when I watch it. And sometimes just being able to see it from the kid's point of view as well and compare it with my own childhood, you know, it's very different, my childhood and my kid's childhood. So it's like just unpacking all that while watching the movie, like gave me time to process my own emotions. And especially being a mom who is always second guessing if what I'm doing is right. Every day there's no manual for how to raise your kids. And all you know is that every parent does their best, right? Like, you know, I just had like so much going through my head. I was like trying to validate my emotions that was suppressed as childhood, trying to understand my new emotions as what I want for my kids, as well as understanding how my kids would feel when they reach puberty. It's just a lot pouring in. And I guess when watching what Riley felt at that moment and being able to resonate with it, it kind of like just made me a baby there.
Yeah.
And the funny thing was, like, because I follow a lot of this like mom page on Instagram and stuff, it was quite a relief to know that like there were a lot of other moms who were also bawling at the end of the movie or in the movie, because then you know, like, hey, I'm not overthinking stuff. I'm actually learning to understand my emotions. And sometimes that's like pulling a band-aid off an open wound, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So yeah, I really like how the movie kind of like makes you dive in deeper into yourself. But if you're not the kind of person to do that, just do it to understand your children's emotion, because it kind of makes a parent see how kids look at life, you know?
They definitely say some things that, like, I was like, wow, I never really thought about it that way. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, they talk about how fear is there to protect you from things you can see, mm-hmm. right? And anxiety is there to protect you from things you can't see.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And I took that as, like, fear is there to protect you from, like, the immediate,
mm-hmm.
right? If, you know, something's coming at you, like, right now, and that's fear you're feeling. But anxiety is, like, wanting things to go well in the future,
yeah.
right? Or, like, you're planning for something by making choices now.
Mm-hmm.
And while anxiety can sometimes often feel like it's helping you or it's trying to help you,
yeah,
right? But at the same time, it's a lot of extra pressure that's not really needed,
mm-hmm.
right? And anxiety just kind of gets out of control. And then, you know, you find that really the cure for anxiety is joy, right?
Yeah. But as you grow older, I guess you don't feel joy as much. When she said that, I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah, there was definitely some strong tones as far as, like, emotional, literally, you know, emotional things.
Yeah.
And
like how anxiety brought a lot of emotional baggage with it. Ah, remember?
Yeah.
It was like, it had the most baggage.
Yeah.
And I like the puns during the movie to, like, sarcasm.
Yeah, which they show some of that in the trailer. But yeah, there's some, like, emotion puns.
Mm-hmm.
Really just puns in general in the movie, which were nice because I love puns.
Uh-huh. Or an avalanche of bad thoughts.
Yeah, but yeah, anyways, Inside Out 2, I think it was a good movie.
Yeah, I'll buy that movie.
Well, it'll probably come to Disney Plus.
Oh yeah, that's
I'm
true.
Sure,
that's true.
Like, once it's out of theaters, so mm-hmm. we can watch it again
over and then. Over again.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. You know, we can watch it as much as we've watched Inside Out 1, mm-hmm. which is a lot.
Yeah, we actually watched Inside Out 1 again, I think.
Yeah, but that's not all that we've watched this week. We also watched Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, Wreck-It Ralph.
Which is, I mean, it came out in 2012, so it's been a minute. And I mean, I knew when the movie came out, like, I know the character, but, like, I didn't really know much of what the movie was about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I never really had anyone talk to me about it. And I actually really liked the movie.
Yeah.
You know? It was fun. There was some funny parts. There was, you know, a lot of cute parts, a lot of cool parts. I didn't realize how video game oriented it is.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, it was 12 years ago, so there's obviously no spoilers. Like, you could literally Google. But just to, like, summarize a bit of it, is like, Wreck-It Ralph itself is an arcade game, right? And they're all in this arcade shop, kind of like,
yeah,
Dave and Buster's or something.
All characters from different games in an arcade.
Yeah, so there's Pac-Man, there's, like, Sonic and Mario. I really like it because the kids have been to DreamHack and experienced the arcade lifestyle a bit.
Yeah.
So it kind of, like...
And Chuck E. Cheese is probably the same thing.
Well, Chuck E. Cheese is more like...
Yeah, I get you.
You know what I mean? Like, it's more physical stuff than all this. But
it's like the characters have their own, you know, sentient thoughts, mm-hmm. and, like, their own personalities and remember everything. And when the arcade closes, that's, like, when they're done with work, right?
And then they'll just, like, go hop from video game to another.
Like, go hang out with each other and stuff. And it's a cool thought, like for gamers, right? That yeah. like I might really like Mario and, you know, and Link from the Zelda games, and just to think like when I'm not playing them, they might be hanging out together somewhere.
Yeah.
You know? It was a cool
kind of like cool Toy movie. Story but virtual, yeah. right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So yeah. we really enjoyed how like he was trying to be a good person because Wreck-It Ralph was obviously like the bad guy.
He's the bad guy in his game. Mm-hmm. But he didn't like necessarily want to be a bad guy.
Yeah.
So the whole first movie, he's pretty much trying to
be a good guy.
But obviously, he also said he's like 9 feet tall and like 600 and something pounds, right? He's yeah. basically like the Hulk.
Yeah.
So he like naturally just kind of destroys a lot of things or wrecks a lot of things.
Uh-huh. And then we watch Wreck-It Ralph 2.
Which is technically not called Wreck-It Ralph 2. Yeah. It's called
Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Yeah, and I didn't know this movie existed. I don't know if I just never heard that they made another Wreck-It Ralph movie. I think this one came out in 2019.
No, 2018.
2018? Okay, yeah. I was close.
But that was when we had our first kid, so it's normal yeah. not to know what happens when...
Yeah, you're basically living under a rock for like the first year mm-hmm. having a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we watched that also this week, like you just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I personally liked that one more.
Me too. At first, the first one? I liked the first one, and I was thinking like nothing could beat this first one. And when we watched this second one, and I'm like, whoa, yeah. I like this more now.
Yeah, I liked it because, you know, this one is called Ralph Breaks the Internet because the arcade that they're a part of, the owner installs Wi-Fi, right? And so now all these characters have access to the internet.
If they wanted to. They're yeah. actually not allowed.
They're not supposed to because that's, you know, fear of the unknown or whatever. But, of course, they go there anyways and they go into the internet and it's basically like this giant city and you can see like all the big websites are like buildings, mm-hmm. right? And so, you know, Google and Amazon and
eBay.
Yeah. They're all, you know, Fandango even was on there, right? They're all their own buildings and virtual people are going in and out as they visit those websites.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like a virtual representation of like how people search online, like, yeah. you know, in our normal days. And so there's a lot of funny parts, right? Because there was like the search bar.
Yeah, I was going to tell you about the search bar. It's like literally a bar like where you order drinks, but instead of ordering drinks, you
go up and you basically get to search for something and you talk to this guy who's like super smart and knows everything, which is, you know, he's basically like the Google results.
Yeah.
When you search for something. And it was really funny because whenever someone would go up and say like they want to start searching for something,
mm-hmm.
the search bar guy would start blurting out things he thinks they're going to say as they're saying it.
Yeah, it's like right? autofill or yeah, something. Yeah,
the autofill because he's guessing at what you're going to search for.
Yeah.
Which is funny because we all get that when yeah. you go online and you go to search something, but you don't see it represented in a way of like having a conversation with someone and they're like trying to finish your sentence.
Yeah, and it's so annoying.
Like 20, like 10 different ways, you know?
Yeah, it's like when he said, and he goes, umbrella.
Yeah. He starts blurting things out. It's never just like one thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, you know, Ralph's in there. And I think at one point he gets kind of angry and he like crushes like a virtual person. Right.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, like you see someone on their computer and it's like connection lost.
Yeah.
Right. But it happens to all of us. We all lose internet connection every once in a while. And yeah. now when that happens, I'm going to be like, ah, oh, like Wreck-It Ralph
did something. Yeah.
Right. So,
or even when there's like these pop-up blockers.
So the pop-ups will be basically people walking around with like advertisements of being like, uh-huh. hey, look at this, click here and we'll take you to our website. And then the person will click there and then it like it moves them to a different spot,
mm-hmm.
which is like the websites. So yeah. It was totally like able to see the internet in like a completely different way.
I know, it's crazy.
Very entertaining.
Yeah. So entertaining. And I remember like when one game was glitching and they're like, oh, it's okay. We'll just reboot the game, which is totally what we do when we are playing a game halfway and it starts like acting weird. We're like, oh, we'll just reboot the game and everything will be fine. And then, yeah.
Yeah, but I really liked it. I think it's a little bit I feel like a lot of the things that I liked about it is because we're older and like we know what all of these companies are and, you know, we understand what pop-up blockers are and like the we've used the internet a lot, right? Whereas our kids probably aren't going to get a lot of those same like jokes.
Yeah, they only like get excited when they see a YouTube or Instagram.
Yeah. And with the Wreck-It Ralph movies being Disney, they also had all of the Disney princesses.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, yeah.
There's one part where Vanellope, who's like basically one of the main characters, like accidentally goes into like the princess room, and it's where like literally all the Disney princesses, like obviously Cinderella, Jasmine, Pocahontas, Rapunzel.
All of them, just all of them.
The Little Mermaid, yeah, all of them are in there, and she like kind of becomes friends with them, right? And then they kind of come back at a later point towards the end and, you know, and help them again. But it was just kind of, it was kind of cool. Like, I've never seen all of the Disney princesses hanging out. It's like they're having a sleepover.
Yeah.
Right? Like, all together. Mm-hmm. Never seen that, like, happen, like, in anything Disney. So that was kind of, that was cool, too.
Yeah, it was. Definitely was. That the kids like, right?
Yeah, I think Faith. Faith would. Yeah, like Elsa and Anna were there from her you know, favorite Disney movie, Frozen.
Mm-hmm. So cute.
And yeah, another great movie. I really like both the Wreck-It Ralph movies that we watched this week.
Yeah.
But the last thing that we watched this week,
we finally finished season one of Chosen.
That's right. We watched the last two episodes of season one, and we haven't moved on to season two yet. But just to kind of recap the end of season one, I know Matthew joined the group.
Yeah.
Right? That was a pretty big thing. The tax collector. Which, so Matthew's a little bit different. We'll see. Obviously, he's accepted by Jesus because everyone is. But we'll see if he's kind of struggling to be accepted by the rest of the group, at least at the beginning.
Yeah.
But also the only one who really gave up, like, you know, wealth and a job and...
Oh, yeah. I cannot imagine.
Like, more of a position of power, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, he was in with the Romans, basically. What else happened in the end?
And we saw how Nicodemus was almost recruited, but he, you know, couldn't make that sacrifice the way Matthew did. And I totally understand, because Matthew is, like, single and young. And Nicodemus has grandchildren, and...
He's... obviously just, a lot older than anyone else.
He kind of go so far, so. Nomadic and stuff. I mean, obviously with Jesus he could, but he didn't know that, you know?
I think he probably would have been the one giving up the most.
Yeah.
Because I think he would have probably no longer been accepted as a Pharisee. Mm-hmm. So I think in those situations, it's the more you have, the harder it is to give it all up for Jesus, you know?
Yeah.
And I think Nicodemus would have had a lot to give up with his position and everything.
Yeah, that is true. And also, I think he's going to lose his Pharisee status anyways. I'm not sure. He's getting into trouble with his own student who...
Oh, yeah. Shmuel?
Yeah, Shmuel. I don't know. But Shmuel.
Yeah.
So even that itself is going to be hard on him and his family, you know? So I think he couldn't like just call it quits and go. But I like how his approach towards... Jesus was like, he was not afraid and in fact in awe and just trying to learn more, you know, when they first met.
Yeah.
But that aside, and then in the last episode, I think they went to Samaria where he met the Samaritan lady.
The woman at the well.
At the well and had that whole conversation with her. So, yeah, I think this is when we start to see him doing more miracles outside of where they were at.
So, on to gaming for this week. I'll start with something we did today, actually. We had a friend over earlier, and we got to play some Jackbox.
Yeah, it's our second time playing Jackbox, actually. We played some on Father's Day, but...
Yeah. Yep. Just only, like, one game, literally. Yeah. It was probably only, like, 20 minutes. That was pretty short, but we did get to play a few games today. Although there was only like four of us playing, so I feel like that was like the bare minimum to play with Jackbox. And I think the more you have, probably the more fun it is.
Well, let me rephrase. Even though there's four of us, there's like only three adults.
Yeah, so there's three adults and two kids. And obviously, one of the kids hijacked one of the adults' phones.
Yeah.
So, and I because I'm just got a new phone, so I kind of have a spare phone right now. So Dylan was using my spare phone. So literally half the people playing were like 5 or under.
Yeah, and, which like, makes the whole experience different.
Don't know how to like, you know, answer questions and write or, like type stuff in. Anything that's like typing things in.
It's hard on them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, even Dylan at being 5. But it was still fun. Some of the games were obviously easier for them than others.
Yeah.
And we were just like testing different ones we have never done before because we're new
to these
games and seeing which ones we like and which ones we don't like.
Mm-hmm.
But we played Fibbage, which was always a good one. And what was the other one we played? Surviving the Internet or something like that. That one was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think both of those were in Party Pack 4, and those were fun. I like those.
Mm-hmm. And we also played the Wheel of Enormous Proportion last...
Yep, that was on Father's Day we played that game. Yep.
And everyone had fun. I think the kids had more fun looking at the wheel spinning.
That one's easier for them, definitely.
So just big.
It's more like, trivia, and they could kind of just like guess, really, at like a lot of things and still get like some points.
Yeah, not typing, right? It's just like picking.
Yeah, it was no typing. It was just you pick things and, so I think and they spin like the to wheel. Play that. I think they like that one better.
Yeah. They're just interested in the score anyway, so yeah.
Yeah. Dylan doesn't really care what game it is as long as he is like close to being the winner.
And of course, more Paper Mario for me.
That's right.
I've already beaten another... I think a couple more bosses since the last time we talked about it. I think I have like 2 more Star Spirits, right?
Yes, because you are in Flower Fields
right
now. So you have Huff and Puff, whatever his name is, is the next boss
and you're going to have to fight. And
Crystal King
before Bowser. Yeah. Yep. So just trying to speed through
You're getting
through
closer.
It.
You're like towards the end of the game now. Yeah. You're getting a lot closer.
Yeah. And Kevin introduced me to League of Legends.
Yes, that's right. We played that on our Tuesday stream this last week. League of Legends, which is a game I have an extensive background with because I played it a lot in college. So much that I had some other friends who played it and I wanted to start a club. I started a club at my university for League of Legends.
Woohoo!
Which was interesting, and it kind of connected me with a lot of other people at my school that were playing it. But it was also just a big change in my life at the time. And I played it for many years after, but I had stopped like a little bit before we started dating and got married. And so that's been a long, 7-year break.
I was going to say 7 years.
More than 7 years. And so I honestly haven't played it since then, so it's been a long time since I played it too. So I think I feel like I pretty quickly kind of got back into it, but obviously so much has changed. And with a game like that, there's so many new characters.
Yeah,
new abilities. I have no idea what they do.
Yeah, but the good thing is we're playing it on Game Pass, so we get to try out like champions.
Yeah, so really, if you have Game Pass, you have access to all of the champions in League of Legends as soon as they come out.
Yeah.
As long as you have Game Pass. So that's nice. Not having to like start with a brand new, fresh account.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're really limited on what characters you can play as.
It does remind me of Dota.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of... Dota started that whole MOBA game.
Yeah.
You know, like Dota, Han, League of Legends, those games.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed like you liked it after one night of playing. Well, we haven't got a chance to play it again, but I know we will.
Yes, definitely. I realized like how immersed you can get into that game and lost track of time. Like when I play Fortnite, it always feels like, all right, I feel like it's so long. And I look, it's barely an hour, you know. But with this League, I'm like, I thought we've only been playing it for 20 minutes. And then I realized... it's been like 2 hours, you know?
That's how you know you're liking the game.
Exactly. But the only thing is I do have a hard time when we play against other real players because humans are harder to predict.
League of Legends is a game that you can't... It doesn't matter how good you are at video games. The moment you jump into it, you're not going to do very well against other players. It's extremely competitive, and the longer you play, the better you get at it. And
I'm trying to tell myself not to be too hard on myself.
Yeah.
And I like it when you switch it to the bots instead. And at least it make me feel like I have some confidence. I did some kills.
And the bots are actually pretty smart. I feel like for that game, like they actually gank people and you know, rotate around a lot. And they seem like they kind of know when to be aggressive and when not to be, for the most part.
I know, Wreck-It Ralph ruined it for me. Now I can imagine the bots doing their stuff.
Yeah. When we're not playing, they take breaks and talk.
I know. And they're like, do you think we were too hard on that new player?
Yeah.
But I guess that's about it. And of course, a dabble here and there in my puzzles and survival. But that's about it for me. Do you play your Marvel Snap?
I did. I've still been playing Marvel Snap. I don't remember what I talked about last week. I don't think I mentioned it, but I did hit level 100 this season. So I hit infinite rank and got a kind of cool looking card back. I don't know how I feel about it. It's kind of hard to explain, but every season, if you hit the max rank, you get a card back, which is not hugely rewarding, but it's kind of cool, I guess. And so I'm pretty much just playing Conquest for the rest of the season to get those rewards unlocked, but that's pretty much it. I feel like as far as hitting Infinite, it happened pretty early on this season compared to how it normally is, so it's kind of nice that I don't really have to worry about that or anything for the rest of the season, which is like 2 more weeks.
Okay, perfect. You can enjoy vacation.
Yeah, exactly. And so I'll keep it on the Marvel trend here because I've also been playing a different Marvel game. I've been playing Marvel's Midnight Suns.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gotten quite a few days in on that game. And what's new there for me is that I've got to the point where I now get to pick like which characters I want to take on missions with me, which is letting me kind of play with some new characters that I didn't get to play with before, like Nico, I think it's how you pronounce her name, and Magic, and see who else, Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
I think so far my favorite characters have been Captain Marvel, Iron Man, and Nico.
Okay.
And Magic's pretty fun too. And so, yeah, I'm hoping they add some more characters because I know I don't have access to all of them yet. I probably need to like get them in the story. So I'm still playing that. And then the last game that I'm playing this week is Super Mario RPG.
Dylan's also playing it, right?
Yeah, so he actually started it before me. But I forget, like he didn't want to play Paper Mario like one night or something, so I got him to start that game. And at first I wasn't sure how much he was liking it. It seemed like he wanted to like go back to playing Paper Mario for like the 10th time. Because he keeps starting new games on Paper Mario.
Yeah.
Because he likes it so much, but I think he's starting to get the hang of Super Mario RPG.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's a little bit more complicated than Paper Mario.
And correct me if I'm wrong, is it top down? Kind of look like it's Diablo style, like top down versus the Paper Mario, which is like 2D.
Kind of. It's not like full on top down like Diablo is. It's more like angled, but yeah, kind of.
Okay.
It's kind of like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not 2D like Paper Mario. Yeah,
but it's honestly a lot similar to Paper Mario than like any other Mario game. So I think it's a great game for him to segue into from Paper Mario.
Okay.
Because it's still like turn-based combat. Like, you know,
I would like that.
Yeah, you still have to do like the timed actions when you do attacks and defend, just like you do in Paper Mario. There's items you can use just like Paper Mario. And there's different abilities that use, you know, your FP, just like Paper Mario. They're, you know, you're using like more party members at a time and stuff. Mm-hmm. And there's like weaknesses and resistances and stuff like that. So there's some more things that are new for him. But I think it's a good step forward for him from Paper Mario. So he's been talking about it a lot lately,
mm-hmm.
which is a good sign that he's interested in it.
Yeah.
Because that's what he did with Paper Mario. Right, so mm-hmm. it's kind of cool to see this is like a second game that he is liking. And so we're still pretty much towards the beginning of the game. I'm a little bit further than him because I go through it a lot faster. And I also want to stay ahead of him so that I know what to do if he gets to any difficult parts.
Mm-hmm,
then
mm-hmm.
I can help him through it easily. But I'm enjoying it too. I think I'm liking it probably as much as I did Paper Mario.
That's good.
Yeah. But that's it for gaming this week.
Yeah.
We can jump into the new game releases.
Sure.
So this week, new game releases, we have Echo Generation Midnight Edition on Switch and PC, Dice Folk on Switch, Five Nights at Freddy's Help Wanted 2 on PS5, Dystopica on PC, Elden Ring Shadow of the Erdtree on PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PS4, Xbox One, and PC, Beyond Good and Evil 20th Anniversary Edition on all consoles and PC, Cozy Grove Camp Spirit on iOS and Android, Graven on PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PS4, and Xbox One, Riven Remake on Quest 3, Quest 2, PC, and Mac, Super Monkey Ball Banana Rumble on Switch, and Until Then on PS5 and PC. Any games on that list sound interesting to you?
Of course you already know what sounds interesting to me.
Which one? Cozy Grove, because it's maybe a cozy game?
No. Are you joking? Five Nights at Freddy's.
Five Nights at Freddy's?
Yeah.
Okay. And you've never played any Five Nights at Freddy's games, right?
No, I've only seen the gameplays before, but it just looks interesting. It's okay. Horror, so.
Yeah. Obviously, Elden Ring, Shadow of the Erdtree, stands out to me because I played through Elden Ring. And I think I wrapped that up for the most part a few months ago. And I do want to get back into it. It'll probably be a few weeks before I do.
Okay.
But I am going to play through Shadow of the Erdtree for sure, because Elden Ring is an amazing game. And I'm actually looking forward to getting back into that with that expansion.
Good.
Another one is Super Monkey Ball Banana Rumble. I don't know anything about that game, but I did play a lot of Super Monkey Ball, like, when it was on GameCube, like, a long time ago.
Okay.
It was, like, one of the games that I would play when friends came over, and we sometimes still talk about those games. So I might Google it, and just to see, you know, what it looks like. But I didn't even know, like, I didn't know they still made Super Monkey Ball.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
Games. Yeah, so I'm interested in that one. I'll want to check out more about that one. So what about Game Pass games? What's new on Game Pass this week?
New on Game Pass this week is My Time at Sandrock on console, PC, and cloud. Kaplurf. I don't know if I said that right. Kaplurf on PC. And ESports PC 24 on console, PC, and cloud.
That's fine. I'm sure we butcher a lot of names on this show all the time. None of those stand out to me. What about you?
No.
Okay. No. I didn't think so. Let's keep moving then. We can share with everyone where they could find us if they're interested. They could go and follow our Twitch channel at twitch.tv/gamerparentspod, where we stream every Tuesday night at 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
Except
we will not be streaming next 2 weeks.
2 weeks after this episode comes out. So we will be streaming the day this episode comes out, but not the next two Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Because we have some stuff planned where we won't be able to stream, and we will talk all about that when we do.
Yeah.
With a following episode.
You can also find us on our YouTube channel, where we post audio versions of this podcast at Gamer Parents Podcast.
Very
on
close.
YouTube.
Yeah, it's just the YouTube channel, Gamer Parents Podcast, so you can find us there. Or over on Twitter at twitter.com or x.com/gamerparentspod.
Or over on Instagram at gamer_parents_podcast.
Give us a like, follow, subscribe, whatever it is, wherever it is, and we would greatly appreciate it. Or you can go over to Apple Podcasts and write us a review, and we will read it out on the show.
Yep. And the best way to hang out with us would be on our Discord,
where we talk about life and games all throughout the week.
Yes. And the link to that can be found on the episode description.
But that is all that we have for you guys this time.
We will catch you on the next one.
Bye.